You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot. And it is, it's turning into Monday. I'm still up doing things, and I wanted to make sure I got a podcast in because I've been slacking this past week. I had a work trip that I was on for much of the week, and so much of my work on the website and updating the website and all the other things that I deal with were done mostly remotely thanks to my phone. So I tried my best to kind of keep track of things, but it wasn't very successful. So I apologize for failing you. But I must say that the past 2 weeks have been not very easy for me. I really have been pretty distracted by life issues. So, So, anyway, I'm trying to get back into some sort of routine. I really hate, I just wanted to say this, I really hate going on out-of-town work trips. I'm not really a fan of staying in flea bag hotels and living out of a suitcase. It's just not for me. I don't think so. Yeah, I think I'm going to make a wholesale change there, but I can't. If I was Shawn Mendes, where Sean just shows up in a hotel, a nice hotel, and he has handlers taking care of all of his issues while he just parties. Maybe that might be fine, but I'm not really somebody that likes to live out of a suitcase too much. So it was exhausting, to say the least, and I feel drained. And that's why the website was pretty quiet, and I wasn't really on the Discord server much, so yeah. I apologize, okay? I apologize. So there are some exciting things happening here on the website. Of course, the big one is the Discord server. Now, there is a link in the sticky post at the top of the website for the Discord server. It's a forever link. So you follow that link, and as long as that Discord server is up, you will be able to join. So all we request is that you post information about who you are, what your, you know, position is hierarchically, whether you're an alpha or a faggot or a switch or whatever, and we will let you in and you can enjoy it. I must say that the Discord server has been a really nice addition to the website, and I'm very appreciative of the people who have helped so far with the Discord server. I know the traffic numbers on the website, and it gets a lot of traffic, and I know that, we have 400 or 500 people already, or something like that, signed up on the Discord server, and that number's just going to grow, so I do encourage everybody to get involved on that, because it's a good way to interact and you know, share stories or pictures, etc. So, yeah, it in terms of an online experience of hierarchy, it's not bad. So, I've been very impressed with it. It's exceeded my expectations. I didn't have much going into it. But I am glad that I was kind of pushed to get it working and doing it in the first place. It's good. So, again, you know, I haven't been on there very much because of other extraneous things going on in my life. But I've enjoyed sharing things on there. So I will say this too, just between me and you and the world, there is kind of a problem with the Discord server in that people egos get in the way sometimes and make it kind of difficult to really enjoy. But overall, it's been a fantastic experience, so please join, okay? The book that I've been promising is delayed. Hopefully, I'm going to make some headway tomorrow and hopefully finish it. I just, like I said, I've been out of town, so I haven't really been able to nail it down. I want it to be good, all right? So, yeah. So, I had kind of an experience, I guess. I don't really know if I've got much of a topic to talk about tonight. I feel like I want to talk about something, but I'm still deciding. Anyway, but tonight I went to service a young alpha. I'm not going to say his name. He's a, I think, 20-year-old Latino alpha. There's this little sex shop disguised as like a DVD rental shop, but it's got like little theaters in it, and they're very small. They're meant for one person, basically. And they have a couple of larger theaters, not, you know, just a couple of couches and a movie screen, right? Anyway, this alpha wanted me to meet him there. And so I went in. It's very seedy. It's in a strip mall, which, I don't know, like, and honestly, it's in an area of my town where you would think that, you know, they wouldn't allow it, you know, but anyway, it's apparently legal. They've been there like 15 years or something, so I guess it's okay, I don't know, but... So they have these little booths and rooms, and any gay person who's been in anything like that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're just really kind of, you know, just filthy. So, but maybe that's part of the point, you know, part of the attraction. This is what I want. I'm going to talk about something here, so. But let me just finish this. So, you know, I met him there, and we got into one of those one-man booths, the two of us, and I tried to suck his dick. One thing I loved is that he forced me to sniff his balls and his dick prior to servicing him. I loved it. His smell was hypnotic, you know, and I just couldn't resist getting that on my face, you know. So Yeah. But we eventually moved to the one of the larger theaters in there. Kind of like the main theater. And, you know, there was an older guy jerking off to some porn when we walked in there. And the alpha that I was with sat down on the couch and he pointed to his feet where he wanted me to kneel, and then he fed me his cock. And you know, I can't, he's got a perfect cock. It's probably one of the most beautiful cocks. It's thick. It's just a magnificent piece of equipment. Very thick, very heavy, and he's very proud of it, you know. And the old man got up and sat down next to the alpha that I was servicing and stroked his, I mean, he had kind of a smallish penis, you know, and he was stroking and staring at me sucking his cock, and it was all kind of weird. And it's just one of those experiences, you know. I've been in similar places before, but I don't know. I mean, I don't really like those kind of group things, you know. At one point the alpha wanted me to suck the old man's dick, and I just was like, you know, I'm here to service you, you know. Which I think disappointed him, but I don't know, that old guy was weird, so another part of the experience that I didn't mention is when we were in the one-man booth crammed in there, this other Latino got in with us, and the alpha that I was servicing told me to service the other guy too, which I did briefly. They also both tried putting their dicks in my mouth at the same time, which was an impossible task because my alpha has a really thick dick, and so it was enough to just get his dick in my mouth, you know. But anyway, so that was my night tonight. That was what I did a few hours ago. And he's a really, really wonderful alpha male. Like, he's kind and understanding in a lot of ways. And you know, honestly, I really wasn't much in the mood to service dick tonight, but I did go, you know. It was about a half hour away from where I stay, and, you know, it was definitely worth the drive out there and the experience. But this is kind of what I wanted to get at a little bit tonight. I've had a really rough year, okay? And this past month has been very rough, to be quite honest with you. I have these dreams that I'm pursuing, and right now in this moment, those interests, those things I'm trying to achieve are more important than anything else. You know, I have been serving alphas for 23 years, okay? And I've done all manner of service arrangements. I've done lots and lots of things that, you know, other faggots have never even dreamed of doing, you know? And I've gotten to serve some incredible alphas. But right now in my life, I just have these ambitions that emotionally are at the forefront. And, you know, I know that it's generally accepted that faggots serve men and that's it, right? So a man contacts you and says, you know, I want you to service me. You drop everything, you do that. Or if you're living with him, your life is service to him, right? But like realistically right now in my life, I'm not there mentally. And I got to thinking about that because, you know, I still did go and service him, but my heart was not in it. It's really a shame too, because he's gorgeous. He's got a giant dick. He's, you know, kindly dominant, I would say, is how I would describe him. He's not violent. He's not demanding, but he's just he's the boss, and he's not afraid to take charge. And so he's a great, great alpha for me, honestly. I wish that I could give him more of myself, or that I felt more comfortable. And I guess that's kind of the message that I really wanted to bring to this podcast, is that as a faggot, you are a servant of men. I am a servant of men. But it's not an absolute rule. I think faggots oftentimes think that they just don't have a choice in anything. But I think you do have a choice. And I guess I didn't follow my instinct, which was to not go to service this alpha and instead work on the things that I'm trying to work toward in my life, right? But I put it aside for a little bit so I could service him. But anymore, you know, I'm not a young faggot, you know, new on the scene. You know, I've done those things. I've had my slutty years, and I've had, you know, I've served alphas in person, domestically, and whatever. So I've done those things, and right now my heart and my mind are focused on these goals in my life. And I don't think there's anything wrong with a faggot having goals or having something that they're striving to accomplish, you know. And I think it's selfish of when people, particularly alphas, insist that, well, that's all a faggot's good for is this. And you're like, you're supposed to give up on your dreams, give up on everything so you could suck dick all day long. It's just not practical, and it's not fulfilling for, definitely it's not fulfilling for a faggot like me, who is very ambitious in my life. And so, I did go, okay, but my heart was not in it. The other thing, I guess I kind of want to add this to the issue that I was having with this particular alpha tonight, okay, is that the alpha that I was servicing was directed to contact me because this other alpha knew where I lived. And so he without my permission, told this alpha where I lived. Now, you know, in and of itself, that doesn't bother me. I guess you can't expect anybody on the internet to protect you or your anonymity or anything like that. But I don't really like getting together with people that I meet online, you know. I've got this giant website, right? Lots of people know who I am. I tend to keep it separate. You know, I have local alphas that I can service. I do service, you know, one of them, that black alpha that I met in that Lyft ride that I told you guys about. But I don't really. There's some great alphas that I know personally online. I mean, if Master Nick wanted me to kneel and suck his cock, well, I'm probably going to do that. But I trust Master Nick implicitly. Okay. So there's a big difference. There's only a handful of alphas in the entire online world, as far as I know, that I would kneel for and serve, because I trust them and I know how they are as people. But, you know, this alpha, this young alpha that I service tonight, I didn't know him. He knows me from my website, and that's it. And the alpha that told him where I lived, I do value him quite a bit. So I was a little irritated that I was basically outed or revealed to another party that I didn't have any approval over it, you know. So anyway, so I guess there was a certain amount of rebelliousness I was dealing with, because I just thought to myself, I have the right to choose what I do with my own body and my own time, you know. And I still believe that. And I believe it for you, all you faggots out there in my audience. You don't have to do something that you don't want to do just because you're a faggot, right? So, yeah. It was a nice experience. And I don't want anybody to think that it was unpleasant or that it was done against my will. But that said, you know, there were these issues that were bothering me. So, yeah. Anyway, well, that's all I really got. I'm so wiped out right now that, like, I just need to hide for a while. But I really owed you guys a couple of podcasts, so I kind of wanted to have this one just, you know, touch base, you know, and clarify a couple things that I thought needed smoothing out. So I will probably talk to you in a couple of days, all right? Thanks for listening, and I love you. Bye!